You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, welcome. It's so good to be here. Do you agree? Are you glad that you are in church this morning? And are you glad that God is more than able? Are you glad? I'm sensing the faith in the room. Are you glad that our God is more than able to bring deliverance, to bring healing, to bring salvation, to bring life, to bring truth? And that is the God we serve. Amen. What a great morning already. Our God is able. Let's continue to believe that and stand on that truth that our God is more than able. Pastor Lee launched our I'm on Mission a couple of weeks ago. And as a church, we have been actively pursuing or wanting to actively pursue seeing people come to know Jesus that don't know him yet. And that is us being on mission. Like Pastor Renu said a few weeks ago, we all naturally fit on a spectrum of how we can reach out to people in our world. We might be over this side, which says, I just speak to anybody and everyone. When I'm at the getting my petrol, when I'm in the shops, when I'm just walking past, you know, I am all out for telling people all about Jesus. Are you on this side of the room for that? Amen. Or are you over here that says, oh, I feel a little bit uncomfortable telling people that I know Jesus? Or are you somewhere in between? Wherever we stand on that spectrum of sharing who Jesus is in our life, I want to encourage you that our God is more than able and his power is with you to help you as you speak and reach out to your friends. Sometimes being on mission can feel like a mission impossible. We know we have the truth, amen? We know we have the power of Holy Spirit. And you know what? When we ask, if they say no, it's okay. I know I have friends that I work with that I've been asking year after year, please, will you come to Carol's? And unfortunately, they keep saying no. But it doesn't stop me from keep asking them. And it doesn't stop our friendship because I know God has a plan for their life and I know that he is more than able and I know that one day their no will become a yes. You know, sometimes people share what's going on in their world and it can seem like quite complex and it can seem like a mission impossible. How do I answer this question? You know what we can do? We can just be there for them. We can offer support. We can listen and have our ear attentive to what the Holy Spirit is wanting to say through us to them. You know, if someone is needing healing that we work with, it can seem like a mission impossible to say, can I pray for you? But the good news this morning is we are not the healer, God is. And the one thing that we can do is pray. Lord God, I just pray that my friend receives healing in their body. They might not have faith for it right now, but I do. And on their behalf, I declare your healing touch into their life. You know, recently at work, I had someone just mention that they were unwell. And you know what? I said, can I pray for you? And they said, yes. Well, I felt like doing a little jig right there on the spot. And that is exactly what I've been doing since. Lord God, let your healing touch reach them because I know that you are more than able. Has anyone ever experienced this before? You've been on holiday. You have been having an amazing time. The experiences, the culture, the food. But then you get to that point where you're like, you know what? I just want to come home. I just want to be in my own bed. I just want to be back to my old route, my normal routine. I don't want to live out of a suitcase anymore. And I just can't wait to see my family, my friends, and my pets. Has anyone felt that way before? You know, when I was in England for 6 months in 2011, you know, I've had the first month that when I was over there of traveling with a friend. And then for the next 5 months, I was living in a little village and I was a live-in au pair for a family of four children. And it was an amazing experience. I would never, ever not do that again. I just loved my time there. But when it came time to come home, I tell you what, I could not wait to get home. Because there is something about being in your own home. You can just be yourself. I can wear my tracky dacks, my Ugg boots and have my face mask on and no one has to see me. And I am comfortable being myself. Anyone else feel that way? Then I came across this amazing scripture in the Word of God. Are you ready for it? It says in Psalm 19, verse 1, Lord, through all the generations, you've been my home. You've been our home. Other versions say it like this, Lord God, you have been our dwelling place. Lord God, you have been our refuge. You have always been a safe home for us. In the Bible, a house often symbolizes security, family, unity, and spiritual shelter. It's where one finds refuge and peace. And as we know, if we've read the Bible or read anyone in the Old Testament, not every family in the Bible outworked this in their homes. Yes, there were times where it was okay, but then there were also times where there was fear or there was turbulence, times of uncertainty as well as times of unity. For us today, our homes may not always outwork this, that security and unity, refuge and peace. We are not perfect, and when there is more than one person in the mix, there is always going to be different points of view and different ways of outworking things like stress and conflict. But with God, His picture of being our home, of being our safe home, is to be a refuge, a place of shelter and peace. We can turn aside from what is going on in our world and look to God, who is our refuge and safety. Yes, we may not see four walls and bedrooms, but as we turn to God, this is what He offers. It's who He is, and He will be this way forever. And this is what you get when you are in a relationship with Him. His shelter, His peace, His strength and protection, His love and grace. Him being our home. And this is seen in Scripture. In Psalm 32, verse 7, it says this, You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. When I don't know what to do, when things are going on around in my world, Lord God, I can turn to You because You are my safe place. I can put on worship songs, and before I know it, those words of truth begin to penetrate my heart, and it begins to cause a peace and Your presence to come and just settle my mind. You bring comfort, Lord God, because it's who You are. And in Psalm 26, verse 8, it says this, God, I love living with You. Your house glows with Your glory. The reality of Your presence and who You are, Lord God, is amazing. You might be thinking this morning, what has that got to do with being on mission? Well, I'll get there. I want to encourage you, as well as myself, that this is what we have in God. And I want to encourage and inspire you to not only want that for yourself, but for the people around you who don't know Jesus. Those people around us that are struggling, or the people around us that we have on our heart, that we can be encouraged this morning that just like God is our home, He wants to be their home as well. He wants to be a safe place for them to turn to be a refuge so they can experience His peace and protection. A God that is full of love, grace, and mercy, and where they will find shelter and peace. When people walk into our church, this space, we want them to experience God's love and His presence because He is safe. And people need it. The world can offer many things, and some are beneficial and some are not. But when they walk into this place, we want them to experience who God is. We want to know, them to know that He is a safe space for them, a safe place for them that offers His peace, His love, and His grace. I'm not saying that all their problems and challenges will go away, but with God helping them, He will help and outwork things in their life that they're needing at that time. Because He is an anchor of hope in the storm, and He is safe. I think about the different people in my world, and I want them to experience God as their home as well. And I want them to experience salvation and all that God has for them, and I know you do too. This place may have tangible walls and is a real structure, but when the presence of God comes, everything changes because God is our refuge this morning. When people walk into our church next Sunday for the carols, that's what they are going to experience, that God is their safe place, and any preconceived ideas that they have of God and church will become dim in the light of who He really is. And I declare that in our church, and I declare it for next week, that they will know who He is. They'll have such a revelation of who God is, and everything else become dim in the love and the light of who He really is. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. There are three parables that Jesus shares in Luke 15. I'm sure many of us are familiar with them. There's the parable of the lost sheep. There is the parable of the lost. And there's the parable of the lost. Fantastic. I'll buy you a coffee. The reason for Jesus sharing these parables was because the Pharisees were unhappy that He was teaching tax collectors and people that were sinners. And not only that, He was actually eating with them and sharing time with them. And so Jesus responds by telling the following three stories. He wanted them to see how much God loves people, and that included the tax collectors and the people of questionable reputation. That is why He sent His Son to earth, so that we would know how much He loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. The parable of the lost coin is the one that I want to focus on today. And this parable shows and reflects how God feels about us and those that still don't know Him. So in Luke 15, 8 to 10, it says this. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she tosses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. A woman loses a precious coin, which was worth so much more than what our current coins are worth. So what does she do? She lights a lamp. In those days, many of the houses were quite small and they didn't have windows, so the lighting would have been very dim and there wasn't a lot of natural light. And because the coin was so precious to her, she wanted to find it. And that's why light was so important. So she lights a lamp, which enables her to see more clearly, to see where she is going. The darkness or semi-darkness in her home was a problem. But did it stop her or deter her from finding the thing that was so precious to her? No, not at all. In fact, she came up with a solution. She lit a lamp. You know, living in Teesdale, especially at our old place, that when we were there, when I'd get home sometimes at night, it used to be so dark that I'd have to use my light on my phone to be able to just see to get up to the door so I can unlock it and go in. Because that's how dark it was. So I understand how precious it is when you need light to see where you are going. What does this Bible say about this? In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says this. By your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. We know the Word of God can light our way in situations that may seem impossible. We can rely on His truth and His words of encouragement. We can believe this when we're talking to our friends. Don't let their unbelief deter you from praying for them, being for them, and inviting them to church and asking Holy Spirit for the right words to say. His words bring light on their dark path. And that's what He wants to encourage us with this morning. His words bring light on their dark path. The words that we say, the words of encouragement that we bring light onto their dark path. They might not better see clearly, but as we begin to speak truth into their situation, as we just begin to speak truth because they're our friends or our family, we can believe that those words will bring light to their path in the name of Jesus. You know, God is not deterred by people's situations. It won't stop Him from looking for the lost precious coin, because that's how important people are to Him. That's how much He loves people. What else does the woman do? She sweeps the house. The floors were often covered with dirt, so you can imagine the potential cracks and crevices for the coin to fall into. And she searches carefully and diligently for the lost coin. She searches in her home for that thing that is precious to her. God wants us to know with assurance that not only is He our home, but we are valued. The coin, even though it was lost, it didn't lose its value. It was still valuable and it was still precious. I'm sure many of us have experienced times of being lost. I'm sure we've experienced times of being waylaid by a situation that we've been facing or going through. I'm sure we've all made decisions and choices that weren't a benefit to our lives. And I know, unfortunately, to tell you the truth, we have all made mistakes. Maybe growing up, there were changes in your family dynamic through loss and separation that caused you to feel out of place or not knowing where your place was. Maybe in your homes or family of origin, you didn't feel that you were valued. Or maybe just through the different stages of what life brings, you have felt a loss. And then we remember when God found us and revealed His love, His grace, and His mercy. What a difference that brought to our lives. When we were just trying to get through with gritted teeth, and then God's peace came and brought light to our situation. When we made decisions that weren't good, it left us thinking, how are we going to fix this? Then God's truth came and gave us direction and the next step to take. Many of us will know or remember what it felt like to be lost. So that enables us to understand what the people around us are going through or might be feeling. They may not be able to see clearly right now, but we have the light to shine on their situation and to bring hope and to bring peace into their lives. God wants to encourage you. You are valued and you are precious. God wants you to know this morning with assurance in your heart that you are valued and you are precious. Be encouraged. We don't lose our value in God's eyes. Even if there's something that you did this week that you say, God, I shouldn't have done that. You haven't lost your value in His eyes. He still loves you. If you made a decision a couple of weeks ago and you thought, you know what, that was not the best decision for my family, you haven't lost value in the sight of God. He still loves you. He still longs for a relationship with you. He will still look for you. Even if you feel like I am dirty, He still looks for you because He loves you with an everlasting love. It's who He is. And I want you to walk out of this place with your head held high, that you are valued this morning, and nothing that you can do can stop the love of God wanting to reach into your heart and to show you how much you are valued by Him. You are valued. You are valued. You are valued. If I could look at everyone in this room very quickly, you are valued by God. He loves you so much. But it doesn't just stop with us. It extends to our families. It extends to our friends. It extends to our workmates because it's who He is. And let me encourage you, He will not stop until He sees people coming into relationship with Him because He values us. He values us so much. He loves you so much today. And He loves your family and friends and your workmates. We are His priority. They are His priority because He values them. If this is the way God is towards us, I know that's how He feels towards our family and friends. They may be lost, but they are valued by God. They are precious in His sight because God loves people. So what can we do? Remember what Pastor Renu spoke two weeks ago. Just look or focus on the one. Use those times when speaking to people. You know, and expect the leading of Holy Spirit and respond to the opportunities that come your way and don't hold back. I know sometimes it can be scary, but remember the power of Holy Spirit is with you. It's not just an optional extra. The power of God is with you to help you to reach out to those people around you. Let God sweep away any fear this morning. And I declare over everybody a boldness of the Holy Ghost. Let God sweep away any lies this morning that you can't do it or that you can't speak. Because I know Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. I know Holy Spirit will give you the strategies to know what to do. I know Holy Spirit will give you a plan because it's who He is. And He values people so much. It might be that you have a thought this week, oh, I might just see if that person wants to go out to coffee. It might be, oh, I'll just see if they need some help in the garden. We need some help in the garden, except for I know Jesus. But I'm still happy to have your help. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will help you and guide you and lead you because the power of the Holy Spirit is with you. And if God can do it for us, I know He can do it for them out there, our family and our friends, because God won't give up. Amen? And that is the same this morning, that God will not give up. It's who He is. It reflects His character. He won't give up. We are precious to Him and they are precious to Him. When we were lost, He found us and He wants to do the same for our family and friends. And He needs us to share, to invite, to listen and to be an example for those who need Him. So our encouragement today is just like God is our home, our safe place, He wants everyone to experience this, knowing who He is and what He can be in their life. When people walk into church next Sunday, that's what they're going to experience, that God is their safe place. We are valued. Even when we were lost, we were valued and precious to God. The people in our world are also valued by God, and they are precious to Him. If we are feeling overwhelmed, let God sweep away any fear. And remember, we have been given power by Holy Spirit in which to reach out and be on mission. God will not give up on finding the lost, but He needs us. He needs us to share, to invite, to encourage, and to be there for our friends and family who need Him. Be encouraged that we can do this. Be encouraged. The power of Holy Spirit is with you today and as you walk out this place. And be encouraged that you are valued. You are valued and God loves you so much. I just feel like someone needs to hear that today, that you are valued. You are valued. You are so precious in the sight of God. He will not turn away. If there is something that you've done, it will never hold back His love for you. He sent His Son for you. He values you. He will look for you. No matter what happens, He will look for you because it's who He is. You are loved and you are valued today. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you. We just honor you, Lord God, that in your sight we are so precious to you, that we are valued to you, that you love us so much. Lord God, I just pray that as we walk out of this place, there'll be such an assurance in our hearts of how much you love and value us. And not only that, Lord God, let it be such a revelation that that's how much you love people out there, the people that don't know you. And I declare over every heart in this place such a boldness in the Holy Ghost, Lord God, to witness, to share, to invite, to encourage those people in our world that need to know you. And Lord God, for next week with the carols, Lord God, let people's hearts be open to receive from you. Lord God, whatever their preconceived ideas are of you, let it just grow dim in the light of who you are and how much you value them. Lord God, we are believing and declaring for good things next week. And Lord God, like what that says in this parable, we are going to rejoice. We are going to rejoice. We are going to rejoice by the lost that have been found because you value people so much. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You may stand in his presence. Just with your eyes closed, if you're happy to do that, there may be people here today that are saying, you know, I actually don't know Jesus, or I've been away from him, or I'm not really sure what you've been talking about, but I've just been sensing his presence. I don't even know how to describe it, what it means, but I know something is here. And I feel like I haven't been valued, and I want to experience that feeling valued by the love of God. If that is you here in this place, then I'm just going to say this. I'm going to just read out this, say this prayer, and I'd love for you to say it with me. But before I do that, I just want to read what it says in Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple this morning, to accept Jesus into your life. So let's, as a congregation, pray together with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I declare that you are Lord and believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and I choose to follow you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.